What is the report on the Dominican Republic?
Well, it isn't good this morning. We were hoping last night that the army would be able to get together. But they're split. The Western group and the Air Force are in one camp. The army that's, large part of the army that's in Santo Domingo, the capital itself, is supporting the rebel government. And the loyalties of the troops outside the capital are still uncertain. They haven't gone over to the rebels yet, and presumably they will split too. The Western forces are separated from the center of town by a river, which is commanded by the rebels. The bridge over the river is only one. Commanded by the rebels, the guns and controlling the bridge are being strafed by the Air Force, and Weston has not yet tried to move across that bridge with his main troops. In the meantime, looting is going on in the city, a lot of chaos. They've got about 1,400 Marines on board these ships standing offshore. I just asked that we alert defense that we might have to airlift in case things got very bad. Some people out of the southern part of the U.S. presumed that the Marines could get control of
the southern part of the U.S.
Well, by air.
And what do you repeat that statement?
Let's say we've
alerted defense.
Alerted defense to against the possibility of having to airlift some additional people down in case the 1,400 are needed and are not enough.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anything we can do right now except wait it out. I don't know how it'll go. They're not likely to do too much shooting, at least they never have in the past. Either the troops on one side or the other are likely to cave. We heard last night late that they were moving over to Weston's side, and they apparently stiffened during the night, early this morning.
Abe Fortas, I went out to see him last night just to visit with him on general picture. He had had a call from a fellow that Bosch lives with or visits with down in Puerto Rico. Abe's their lawyer. Said Bosch won't know whether he should go back or not, and he'd about concluded that he couldn't go back because the fields are closed and might be dangerous, and so he was going to stay in Puerto Rico for a while.
Yeah, I don't think he could get in right now. I don't think anybody can get in right now.
What's our ambassador? He's cut off, huh?
Well, he was asked to come up on consultation by the Bureau, who were worried about this deteriorating situation. They didn't expect it to come so soon.
I'm getting worried. I'm afraid they'll purposely start some troubles here. Two or three have made comments when I moved you out of Latin America. Said, well, you'll wish you'd had him there because they're going to be raising hell here. Some of them in the State Department, including Russ, said we're liable to have difficulties there. And I just wonder if we shouldn't, even before our negotiations, find some way to throw a few bones to Panama to make them see that we are really everything quiet down. We didn't do anything, and we didn't employ any more of their people, and we didn't raise any wages, and we didn't do some of the things we might do or put more policemen in or something. If we shouldn't find some way, that's relatively inexpensive.
Well, now we've done that.
Compared to these troubles, well, what could we do? I thought we were saving them for Anderson to trade, what they told me.
Well, we made some, we made a number of offers and two pieces of paper. I don't know whether you've seen those or not. If not, I'll get them over to you this morning.
What I want to do is do any bribing I can now, because it's relatively inexpensive compared to what we're doing in Vietnam. And I just don't think we can take much troubles now. And while Anderson's slow and getting started, if we could say something, it would be a little bit encouraging to them and give them a bone or two. I sure think we ought to thought to getting a kind of a pre-election barbecue at Laredo before the election and serving them some beer.
Well, I looked into the bone side. I did talk to Bob last night. I couldn't get him until about 8 o'clock. And he said the Panamanians, the thing that's really interesting them the most is whether we're going to negotiate with these other countries. And I said, I thought I saw no reason at all why we shouldn't go ahead urgently. And in fact, I used your name and said we both thought that we should get on with this sea level canal in 1903 treaty negotiation. This is a crucial thing. I saw no reason why we couldn't negotiate with them first and delay negotiating with the others. And if this would help in Panama, I think it will, and we agreed on that. We agreed that we'd have to get this thing going much faster than it had been, get into the substance.
Well, why don't you leak that to your girl from Scripps Howard, Virginia Pruitt, that the feeling is here in Washington that this will happen, and let her get it on the wire to the UP down there.
All right, I can do that.
And she's real good to you, and I'd cultivate the hell out of her. Do you know her pretty well?
Yeah, I know her pretty well.
I saw where you met with her the other day, and I just say to her that you talked to the president. The president's very anxious to get on with the negotiations, that he has a very friendly spot about Panama. Matter of fact, they've always, canal zone's always been strong. Johnson people, they voted for him in 1960. And that he has suggested we go on with Panama and send word to Anderson. And if you can find some little reform or some little something that means something to a Panamanian.
I think we ought to get them a bone and then try to get across to them as soon as we can. This idea that we're willing to negotiate with them first. And
that's what I do.
Agreement that will, if it's a reasonable, fair agreement, then we won't have to negotiate with
that's
them.
That's what I would, I'd get that out. I'd get it out. I might leak it to some of the guys been giving you hell on the post. I'd do that the next day or two. We're going to have to really set up that government down there and run it and stabilize it some way or other. This Bosch is no good. I was down there.
He's no good at all. And the tragedy behind all of this is the price of sugar, which you can't do much about, even try to raise the price of sugar without putting Castro firmly in the saddle. They're both sugar economies. I think what we're going to have to do is pour even more money into San Francisco to offset this low sugar price right now. This is what's hurting them. And if we don't get a decent government in there, Mr. President, we get another Bosch, it's just going to be another sinkhole.
Well, that's what you're going to do, so that's your problem.
And,
you better figure it out.
Therefore, I think we'll know in the next 6 or 8 hours how this fighting's going. If Wesson comes out on top, the man to get back, I think, is Balaguer. He's the one that ran way ahead in the polls.
Well, try to do it. Try to do it somewhere. I see where they claimed last night we were in on the shooting of the palace, and we were supporting this government. We're the ones that were resisting Bosch. Is that right?
Well, no, it isn't right. I saw that in the paper this morning.
ABC was putting it out. We ought to correct that.
Everybody you have an aid program with, you're, quote, supporting them, and that's nonsense.
We supported Bosch.
We support every Latin American.
Why don't you call in the AP or whoever it was gave ABC and point out this is not the interest of our government to be saying these things. Because we support Bosch, we support this government, and we're not supporting them one against the other in one of these violent things. We don't take
support the nation, the economy.
That's right. Will you do that?
I'll do that.
Find out who did it. Now, Bill Moyer heard it on ABC and called up one
of them. Well, I saw an AP dispatch out of Santo Domingo.
So let's call up the AP this morning and talk to them.
Okay, I'll do. Okay.